Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2013, 9:00 a.m. Speaking to item number three, this is discussion before the approval of today's agenda, April the 2nd, 2013. Mr. Chairman, under consent agenda, item number eight and item number nine, two resolutions are worthy of some kind of discussion before they're approved.
Eight and nine?
Number eight and nine. And item number 15, this is the appointments of a Mark Twain Community Center Advisory Board. This is the first that I've heard of this. I'd suggest that that be continued until there's been some kind of notice of this advisory board or their function. Thank you.
Okay, I have one other change on here. Item 38 is tended to another time and not available. Austin, you had a...
Oh, that was 38 to the next meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, this meeting, this item will be continued to the next following meeting. It was posted for this meeting. The applicant's totally fine continuing it, so that's all we ask.
Okay.
What's the specific date?
Okay.
April 16th at 2 p.m.
All right, with those changes noted, approval, motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approval for today's agenda.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Item number four, approval of minutes for January 23rd.
Yeah, for the record, Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. This is item number four, discussion before the approval of the minutes of way back, 23rd of January. This was a special meeting held at the County Training Center on Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2013, 10 a.m. Okay, under public comment, we got Mr. Dale Beach, then myself, Mark Joseph Phillips, addressing the board, going to page two. Okay, it talks about me sending the minutes of this meeting to the Attorney General, asking Chairman Schovengen for voluntary $500 fine to be paid. Okay, paragraph. If this is going to the Attorney General, I'd like my name spelled correctly. This is simple. Paragraph 2 on page 2 starts with my name being spelled wrong, and then the middle of paragraph 3, I also see my name spelled wrong. So in the approval of these minutes, could you please correct the spelling of my name? Thank you.
All right. A motion?
Move for approval of minutes of January 23rd with noted corrections to spelling.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number five, approval of minutes for February 5th. Any changes? All right. Motion?
This time, Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the minutes for February the 5th, 2013.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item number six, public comment. Public comment, anyone?
Oh, I had a good speech. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I say you don't have to, be a short pitch.
Page before beauty.
Which one is he?
Huh?
Yes.
Is that Larry Curley or Mo?
Our check.
What?
Is that Larry Curley or Mo?
Waiting to happen.
Oh.
Morning, Dale.
Hi, I'm Dale Beach. I think, Mr. Chairman, before we get started, he turns and I can't see the numbers over there because he's got your water bottles in the way.
Don't worry. I'll throw something at you when you're fine.
Okay. The other place, you throw me out here, and I probably got a, the sheriff probably got a little record down there of an incident report, and I was at a meeting the other day in Carson City, and you was there, and people made comments, and then everybody got up and it was okay. Here it's not. Anyway, back to my topics at hand. I've got issues with the budget. I guess you knew that. In a little research out in Menlo County, they have a guy named Greg.
Are you going to be discussing budget right now?
No. I'm going to be discussing, well, yeah, it might be budget.
Okay. If you got a budget item, go ahead and we'll see if it'll work.
It isn't an item. This guy's name's Greg Nixon, and he's classification as fire chief. He makes $28,724.16. Wages, benefits, $16,270.68 for a total of $45,084. That's their total fire budget for labor and wages and benefits. Okay, let's go back to something else. People say we can't judge.
All right. We'll get into all of that budget stuff here later.
Oh, this is a different deal here.
Okay.
I've got more stuff. Is that okay to talk?
Well, what is it?
Okay. I've heard from people that's high officials in our county that you can't judge counties. One county and against another one. And I've got a general obligation debt comparison made by the state tax department. It rated Lander County, Lincoln County, Menlo County, Pershing County, Stroy County, and White Pine County.
We're not interested in any of that, Dale. We're not comparing. You're comparing apples and horseshoes here, so have a seat.
Thank you.
Don't anyone else got any trouble with conflict? We'll get into budget here in a little bit.
Can I talk about this?
If it's germane. All right, any other public comment? All right. Okay, we've moved item. Mark's got some public comment.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Once again, Mark Joseph Phillips, I'm Virginia City resident. Item number six, public comment. On the 28th of March, 2013, at 10 a.m., the Nevada Mining Oversight and Accountability Commission met in Carson City. It was video conference to Las Vegas, and on the agenda was information regarding the possible degradation of the Virginia City National Historic Landmark as a result of mining operations. And for the record, our chairman of the board, Commissioner Schovanken, spoke in public comment. Also present was lobbyist Greg Bumhass. And what happened towards the end of the meeting is Stephen Horsford realized that there was no representation from the agencies who were in charge of...
That's it.
Oh, I don't see...
Sit down.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. So for the record...
Sit down.
I'm going to present the agenda of the meeting. I'd like the record to...
You're out of order.
This board has no control over the MOAC, so it's not the topic for discussion.
Well, you spoke in favor of the mining company. There was nobody there to represent the public, Bill.
There's the door. Leave. Leave. I want you out of the room. You're here to cause trouble. I want you out right now.
No, I'm not going through this again. This is wrong.
Mark, you have pushed the limits here. Out.
Well, I, haven't heard an order.
Pull us some research.
We're in recess. We're in recess. We are in recess. So Mr. Phillips is gone, we're in recess.
Wow.
You just pushed the limit too far, Mr. Phillips.
What did you do? What did you actually do? What did you do? Explain to me. Please explain to us.
We have, well, we're in recess. No comment.
After recess, please explain what he did.
I will.
I'm in recess, I'm about to drink water.
We got a long day. Okay, we'll come back to order again. Is there any other public comments?
Nicole Bard, Virginia City Highlands resident. Mark Phillips may be a pest to you, but what Mark brings up is not wrong. How he does it may be wrong, but when you throw him out, when you shut him up, and when you throw me out, it is an insult to every resident of this county. We have a right to be heard, Bill. You are elected to listen to us.
Play by the rules.
This is the rule. I've got 3 minutes. You just made it zero. You cannot rule by force, which is exactly what you are doing. You are insulting everyone in this county. No, I am not going to sit down. You are accountable to us, Bill. All of you are. How dare you?
Sit down. We're going to go back into recess.
These comments are on record. This is not right. And when the people of this county can finally understand what is happening here, get up on your hind legs and do something about it. We should not be treated this way. We should not be shut up. We should not be waved away. We should not be insulted.
Sit down and be quiet.
I have the right to speak.
Sit down and be quiet. You've already had your chance.
I can't hear you.
All right. Mr. Phillips was removed because he's not in compliance with the law. He's talking about something over which this board has absolutely no authority whatsoever. It has nothing to do with this commission. It has nothing to do with this county. It has nothing to do with the budget hearings today. It has nothing to do with anything in this county. We have no authority over it. It is just a waste of time. And that's why he's not allowed to speak. He just will not take no for an answer. Now, is there any more public comment? Come on up, Dale. You guys want to push the limit. This is, you know, general public comment is for just disseminating some general information and things like that. That's it. We're not getting into
My apologies for talking about budgets, but this is what I thought we was here all the day about, and I had to.
You're going to go back into budget things again?
No, I'm not going to go into budgets. I'm going to go into how the people are being run over by county management. Our county looks like it's set up to manage and service 150 people instead of 4,300 people. And that's my issue, and that's always been my issue. I want to be treated just exactly like you, Marshall, Lance, and the judge. And you folks are too. And it doesn't seem to be that way. There's no easy way to do business with Story County. I found that out in the last 21 years. It just got worse. Now I've got a new friend, the controller, he sends me documents now. And then I go to another place and want documents. They don't know me. I write to my new county commissioner, Lance. I email him and ask him to find out information from me. I don't hear nothing. Just zip. I wanted to find out why Janice Sutton is getting $1,000 over $1,000 more than other people is supposed to be set by the state. And then here, we upgrade those rates just at will? Who has that authority?
If you hang on, when we get into the budget portion of this, that question is probably going to be answered for you, okay?
Will you tell me when it's time to ask the question?
It'll be pretty obvious.
Well, I'm
standing up here.
I can't hear really good. Most places, everybody's got a mic up there and it's loud out here. We ain't got the best acoustics in 150 years ago. And mostly, there's usually a mic. I got a mic, but that's only to get to send the Attorney General. But I can't hear. Sitting anywhere out there. I can hear when I'm here and hear you. But is aren't you guys, we used to have mics here, and every stage had a mic.
Well, we recognize that the acoustics in here are not the best in the world. That's,
okay.
I think we'll all agree on that.
Don't we have that equipment that used to be used in this courtroom? Well, you had a mic just like you go into the state, you press a button.
Your phone's down. When Jana gets up, I'm sure that we'll explain and answer your questions, all right?
Is she here?
Of course.
Oh, I don't know which one it is. Oh, she's back here? Oh, yes, I see her.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're getting better. Maybe we just should bring a fish up.
Phone for you.
That? Is it sanitary? That's the thing. Does this give me to hear what? Hear better?
Yeah.
Put it on. You can both figure out how to use it better than I can.
Talk, Mr. Chairman, so I can hear you.
How's it sound now?
It looks good. I want these. Can you put my name on them? Those handy whites like Walmart's got when you go in for your touch a car, right. You wipe them off.
I don't have one.
Good. Good.
When we get to that point.
See, you're starting to treat me better. Can I go get Martin Reagan back if I tell you I'm sorry for him?
I don't want him in here because his whole intention is to create a public spectacle and create a problem.
What do you think of mine is?
You and I get along pretty good.
I just want to be treated fair. Could you get me the same treatment that Marshall yeah. whenever somebody gets here, Marshall? Oh, this good deal. We should have some, too. Okay. We do that.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Let's get under the consent agenda, and then we'll take up the two items that Mark had removed, and we'll discuss those separately. So, with those two items removed, any other comments on the consent agenda?
Yeah. Motion.
Right. Motion to.
There's no more discussion. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no more discussion on that, Mr. Chairman. That's it. Okay, move for approval of the consent agenda.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Then we'll move into item number 8, possible resolution 1369. To protect and defend the constitutional right to keep and bear arms.
Mr. Chairman, this item was put on, for the record, Pat Whitman. This item was put on at the request of our Nevada State Assemblyman, Jim Wheeler, and also our former Assemblyman, Tom Grady. They have a bill before the Nevada legislature, AB 196. That basically once again confirms, I think, the core rights that Nevadans believe in the right to bear arms and the Constitution. And in this case, it directs the copies of this resolution, if approved by you, will be transmitted to the President of the United States, the President of the United States Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and each member of Congress from the state of Nevada, together with each justice on the United States Supreme Court, the Attorney General of the state of Nevada, the President of the Senate, the Speaker of the Assembly of Nevada's legislature, and each individual legislator that represents our district in the state of Nevada and the sheriff of Story County. Resolutions have been considered by others, including Lyon County, and we felt it an appropriate way to ask for your consideration of it in support of our assemblymen and senators.
Very good. Any discussion? Motion to approve the resolution then.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, move to approve Resolution 13-369, effective defend the Constitution and right to bear, the right to keep and bear arms.
Second motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
If you wish to. Okay, item number 9, possible approval of Resolution 13371, supporting Mark Amity's bill on the Restoring the Story Act.
Mr. Chairman, I'll attempt to be brief, but if anybody has any questions, they should feel free to get in touch with me or Austin at any time. Late last fall, Congressman Amity introduced in the House in Congress a bill that was known as the Restoring Story County Act, and it very simplistically and very eloquently was an attempt to solve title cloud issues primarily here and in Virginia City, but also in a very small section down in the Mark Twain area where BLM has historically asserted some type of claims interest, surface rights. This is surface only. This is not mineral. This is not mining. So working with Congressman Amity's both Nevada staff and his Washington, D.C. staff, together with then Vice Chairman Greg Hess, we were able to carve out a very narrow swath of land in the Gold Hill area, and attempting to avoid as many of the controversial issues such as mining that may have. And we also covered as encompassing as we could in Virginia City in those six parcels, I believe five or six parcels in the Mark Twain area. That bill went nowhere. In the last congressional session, Congressman Amity's staff asked if we wanted to reintroduce it. And the answer was absolutely yes, because in essence right now for any one of us that are property owners in Virginia City, Gold Hill, or those five or six in Mark Twain, to completely cure title clouds, it may be necessary for us to individually seek out an act of Congress conveying the property from the federal government's ownership to the individual. This in lump sum, this bill gives those lands, if passed by Congress, this bill gives those lands or any potential interest, put claims in two-story county, and it would be the county's attempt in working with our recorder, Jim Chapman, our assessor, Jan Seddon, and others. We're trying to come up with a very streamlined approach to then be able to convey those titles out to the individual property owners. I've been asked how much is it going to cost to buy my own land back, and at this stage of the game, the best I consider, I believe Mr. Chapman told me $14 or something along those lines to record a grant deed. But we're working out those processes to keep it simple and to solve this problem that's been with us for centuries. So this resolution is a resolution supporting Congressman Amity's efforts to help us.
That, so title would pass to the properties in this bill, two-story county.
Yeah, to answer that question, Commissioner Gilman, I'll be very careful. I'm going to pick my words, because in many cases, individual owners, myself included, you possibly included, already have some title interest. This would take any purported BLM interests, federal government interests, and they would quick claim those over to the county, and then the county's intent would be to quick claim those to the individual property owners of record as quickly as we can. So full title, I'm not a title, we're probably going to have to get somebody from one of the title companies to answer that question, but any purported interest of the federal government in those identified parcels, which we do have maps, those individual titles would, those interests would pass to the county, and the county's intent would be to pass those out as quickly as we could to the individual owners.
So have we produced maps with parcel numbers?
Yes, we have.
To identify these parcels that we're approving?
Yes, Commissioner.
And made public?
Last I recall, they were not quite in a format yet to fully make public. I mean, we've identified the areas, but to get down to the individual parcels, there was a cut made that was being cleaned up by our GIS department consultant in Douglas County, and we're in the process. We can certainly make it available on a I'd like to see if I'm in or out type basis. There's a list by parcel. There's a list by owner. So we do have those. We're trying to get the final version from GIS that will help us nail it down to the individual properties.
Would it be prudent to hold the approval on this authorization, although Mark may need it in Washington, but hold it up predicated upon getting the maps to review and actually reviewing the property?
I'd respectfully say no. We're just down to the individual parcels that were agreed to with Congressman Amade's staff. Quite honestly, Vice Chairman Hess and I tried for a whole lot more property, not down in the mining area, but out in the Six Mile Canyon area and others, and we repeatedly got told no. This is a simple bill to restore or rectify, if you will, the potential clouded title issues. So I'm under the impression from Congressman Amade's office that this is a tool that he needs to be able to leverage with Senator Reid, that Chairman Chevangin and Vice Chairman McBride and I lobbied when we were back in Washington, D.C. last month. He needs to get a co-sponsor over in the Senate. We obviously need to get Senate Majority Leader Reid on board because he's a very influential person, and this tool was a mechanism for him to be able to do it. He's asked for similar resolutions of support from Lyon County because they have an operation in Urington. So the map is simply going to depict or answer the questions, am I in or out of the zone? Negotiating that zone has been done months ago. This is no change in the definition of the properties.
I'm generally in favor of this motion. However, I am concerned because there has not been a map released for me or anyone in the community. I would have preferred that if it had happened, but I will support the motion as it stands.
I think right now Mark needs all the help he can get to get this thing through, because We may not be able to get this through. Even this is the second try. It may take 2, 3, 4 more times to get this onto the floor and through the House and then over to the Senate side. So
this would be the second time that we've attempted.
This is the second time that
we still haven't produced maps that are.
We do.
We have maps,
Commissioner Gilman, just not. I'm not confident down to the individual parcel level that the list matched the maps. We know the target area. Right now what we're trying to do is blow that up exponentially so you can tell the individual parcels within those. The maps themselves, actually, I believe there was a map attached. It didn't reproduce well, but there was a map attached in the public packet that identified the target zone.
Well, it's difficult as it is to get on an agenda and with Congressman Amade, I believe this is an important cleanup for our community. I would be much more comfortable if there were maps available to review of what properties were in question. I think that's a missing element here that would be very important.
All right. Any discussion from the audience or staff? Go ahead, Jim.
Jana Seddon. Janice Seddon, Story County Assessor. In answer to your question, Lance, we've been working with GIS for almost 2 years now, trying to get our parcel data updated. It's a huge undertaking. We do have a map. It has been produced. The issue with the map is the fact that where we've had parcel splits, parcel changes, and it's lagging with the GIS department trying to get these updates. So what has happened is we have a map and we know all the parcels that are included, but I don't want to put something out there that may have a wrong parcel number or a wrong owner name on it. So basically by next week we should have a cleaned up version and a really nice map that will list by owner name and by parcel number at the very latest, the middle of next week.
Question for Pat. So Pat, Amade's bill doesn't have designated parcel, it's just parcels have to be designated in Story County in the future?
No, yes. I can answer that question correctly. What we did, again, through Jana's office and also through Austin and Diane Stewart in particular has just been brilliant at this, is we identified them more generically as township ranges, sections, if you will. And so we've got it plotted out, not per parcel. As Janet said, that was part of the problem that we actually had, was we took quarter sections, quarter sections that are described in the bill and mapped out,
but in doing so, we did split some parcels or partially in, partially out. We did not take it down to the individual parcel level through Congress. We identified them through the township range and the sections.
And that's what's included in the Amity bill?
That is correct, sir.
And BLM has examined it, and I think that they're comfortable with what we've provided them with the map that we have submitted to Congressman Amity.
So you have reviewed the map, Bill?
Yes, sir.
You have not, Marshall?
I have.
I'm on that now. Sorry, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
It's kind of like when you go on the page, and you're in color instead of this black and white one in there. It's easier to see when it's in color, of course. This side over here.
Don't let that worry about it.
Okay.
I understand.
And certainly, Commissioner Gilman, I'd be happy to go through everything we have on the map with you, including the version that Jana mentioned that is just not quite refined with the current updated parcel owner information. I'd be happy to share that with you.
Very important. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll see the outside boundaries are all outlined there within the BLM sections. What they haven't done yet is gotten all of the details within those outside boundaries down to the... Yeah. So it's...
Well, I believe it's important to support the Mark Amadei bill, and I think it's wonderful that we're on the agenda in Washington. I still respond and I haven't reviewed the maps,
so
that's not a comfortable position for me.
And let me restate what I said. I'd be glad to share that map with you. I'm glad to share it with anybody. Okay. The issue we have right now, it's full-page format or whatever they call the big, huge things. It does not transmit well. And the minute you shrink it down to either 8.5 by 11 or even 11 by 17, you really lose all of your resolution.
We're going to be taking a recess. After like 9 minutes, you want to, after the recess, have time to review it and vote on it this afternoon.
I don't think that would really give time, and I think we need to support Mark. So
okay,
we don't have time for that today.
Okay.
So let's move forward.
Let's entertain a motion then.
Okay. This time, Mr. Chairman, move for approval of Resolution 13-371 supporting Congressman Mark Amadei's bill before the United States Congress, House of Representatives 1167, known as the Restoring Story County Act.
Hey.
I'll second that motion.
All righty. All in favor then?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so let's see. We got through the end of the consent agenda. We're down to staff. Jana, why don't you just walk right back up here? We'll start with you, if you have anything for us, other than your budget.
As we were just discussing, we have been actively working with our GIS department to get the Landsville maps up and dated, ready to go for PACs. We know that this is a very important project that we need to, not just for Story County and the Story County residents, but for our office as well, the assessor's office, the recorder's office. It's been a long... Since I've been here for 10 years, it's been an issue trying to get title companies to give us title insurance when people purchase properties and just the whole back and forth, the ownership of who owns what, the land and everything else. So this is a really important project that we're trying to work with. But unfortunately, it comes also with the whole project of trying to get our maps updated, which is an ongoing project. We have actively started submitting QC maps, which are quality control, getting stuff going. Also, we are actively working on doing another fly, a pictometry fly for our aerials for the whole county. That's going to benefit not only the assessor's office, but the police department, the fire department, planning. It's been honestly a huge success with what we have been working for with pictometry. And I know several times in the last month I've gotten calls from the sheriff's department, and we've been able to pop out maps for them within 30, 45 minutes to help them in any sort of search and rescue or any sort of items like that. Otherwise, from that point, we're just working on getting ready to do our new construction. appraisals, and that's about it for our office.
Quick question, going back to the previous issue just for a moment. The BLM parcels that are under consideration in the Amadei bill, are they pretty much focused on Virginia City and Mark Twain, or are there other areas in Story County that also have been identified?
Basically, Virginia City, Gold Hill, and that one small portion in Mark Twain. It's not really all of Mark Twain. It's literally just a small section that's about five or six parcels, I believe, that back up to a big BLM area.
So, food for thought. At TRI, I know, for example, and there are other areas of the county, we were all affected by this less than stellar survey techniques that were used at the time that parcels were identified in our county. I can tell you within TRI itself that there are many spike strips between parcels that are no wider than a planter, if you will, a BLM plant. And so there's actually a broader cleanup program that could be implemented here than just in the community here in Virginia City.
Commissioner Gilman, I totally agree with you, and as former Commissioner Hess can attest, our initial pass to Amadei staff contacted us and said, would you be interested? I'm hearing from BLM that I might be able to help. The commission's approach at that time was, yeah, everything that's owned by the federal government, Story County wants it. That included the sites down by the river where the old Mustang Ranch used to be, that is now in federal ownership. And portions out by the Gooseberry Mine that are not either in Story County receivership or others, and areas down in the 6 mile area, basically throughout the county. We went for it all, and repeatedly we got told no, no, and no, but we were given some hope. This has meant Congressman Amity wants to keep this very simple, because as Chairman Chauvin mentioned, lands bills typically take months, or years, excuse me, and sometimes decades to get through. Lyon County with their Yerington bill is on, I think, their third attempt over the last 5 years. Congressman Amity wanted to keep it very simple and focused on eliminating the clouded titles on his constituents. They did tell us that once we get that done, we can certainly come back and look at other properties for a second Lands Act bill, but those are very much more problematic. You'll notice in this bill, for instance, as you contrast it to Yerington's or other Lands Act bills that he has in the hopper right now, in those cases, there is actually a purchase, a cash equivalent based on values being involved. And if you look at Mark's bill here, it simply says everything that the federal government may think it owns in these defined areas, give it to Story County, no cost. We don't have to do cadastral surveys, which apparently are outrageously expensive. We don't have to do mineral rights appraisals, evaluations. You know, we're not buying on that basis. We are simply buying the clouded title surface. So I promise you, subject to the direction of the commission, we're going to go back for round two after we get round one done.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Let's see. Joe, you have anything for us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just a quick item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Joe Curtis, Story County Emergency Management. Just a couple quick items. One, you know, for a long time we have been talking about the Comstock cable television system and its capability of providing emergency notifications to the subscribers thereof, and we have been having problems with one kind or another in trying to get the equipment. Well, we're now participating in a FEMA supported event that is the public awareness and public notification grant that was issued by Homeland Security, and that's being administered by Washoe County. Some of the pieces of equipment that have been purchased to this point in time are sitting in a office waiting to have a couple of meetings where we've got to meet with Gary Greenland, who oversees the system, and determine exactly what connectors and so forth we've got to have to get this all connected up and dealt with. So that system, the cable TV system equipment, is continuing to evolve and is making significant progress. The second item is that on May 4th, we may have mentioned to you in the past, on May 4th, we have a four-county exercise, emergency exercise, that will be taking place in conjunction with the Comstock Mining Company. And it will involve Carson, Douglas, Lyon, and Story, the hazardous materials response personnel. And it will involve a scenario that involves a cyanide leakage. We obtained a grant through the state to fund this particular exercise, so it's actually being overseen by a company out of Reno of chemists and high-level individuals in the hazardous materials business. So that exercise will take place again, as I say, on May 4th. It's a Saturday. And we expect it will go quite well. We've had great cooperation in dealing with the mining company. And that's about the only two items. Any particular questions?
Thank you, folks.
Sherry, anything?
Nothing significant today.
Okay. Anything, Tammy?
No, nothing today. Thank you.
Okay. Jim? Okay, Danny? Okay, Dave.
Good morning, Dave Ballard, Story County Communications. Just wanted to let everybody know that we obtained a grant through Joe and Sherry last year, and we purchased some software for our computer-aided dispatch. We're working right now through the GIS to get some of the mapping up and running. What it will do is it will allow us to take information from the streets here and get this information and be able to push it out to the responders out there, to their smartphones. They're going to actually be able to tie into our computer-aided dispatch as well and see what we're seeing in there. It should speed up things and make life a lot easier for everyone involved in that. It's in the works right now, and it should be hopefully up and running here sometime in the next month or so. We're working with GIS right now to get a few of the final glitches figured out. Other than that, we're just getting ready for summer, tourist season, fire season, update and run cards, things like that, getting ready. Other than that, there's nothing else to report from communications. Any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Tom, you got anything just
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we delayed the 14th.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right, no problem. Chief, anything?
Thank you, Mr.
Staffy?
Chairman.
Any staffy comments?
A few staffy comments.
You know, I've heard Mineral Economy compared to us a couple times now, and I'd be happy to answer that in depth if this commission was so inclined. There are a couple of similarities that have never been brought out, and I think the primary thing is Hawthorne is the primary area within Mineral County. Hawthorne, as everybody knows, has a large military presence there. They also have a separate fire department in Hawthorne. That separate department is ran by Day and Zimmerman. They have probably a third more staff than we do. So when you really look at the global picture of how Mineral County is composed, I'd really like to compare apples to apples, and I'd be happy to sit down with Mr. Beach on this subject anytime. But it's not really a fair comparison when you're looking at Mineral County Fire Protection District versus Day and Zimmerman, which is probably half the population of Hawthorne is located on the military base that Day and Zimmerman Fire Protection District serves. So there's two fire chiefs, there's two fire districts. And with that, I will leave it alone unless you have further questions. A couple of things. I want to thank Mr. McBride, Commissioner McBride, on sitting on our battalion chief hiring board this week, or late last week, sorry. We've conned Mr. Gilman, Commissioner Gilman, into sitting on those final interview panels next Tuesday.
We're moving closer. We've narrowed it down to two candidates. Both are highly qualified, and I don't think we could go wrong with either one. But hopefully by the end of next week, we'll have a replacement battalion chief announced. Our EMS billing position has been filled by Darcy McMillan. She will be starting hopefully next week. There's quite a bit between switching from the contractual company to internally, and she's going to be very, very busy as call volumes are starting to pick up for the season. Seasonal advertising is done. That's closed. We were fortunate. We received just about 20 applications. We'll be interviewing them in the next couple of weeks for a tentative start date of May 1st going into fire season. And I had mentioned to you at the last meeting, but I don't know that I paid it its due will or due diligence, is we received a grant for $250,000 from Division of Forestry, which the parent agency is the U.S. Forest Service. This grant will supply funding for a three-person crew this year. Our plan with that is literally just fall dead trees over wintertime. That'll be over and above the seasonal staffing patterns. In the highlands, there's a lot of dead trees at Painted Rock. We want to do some trail clearances, maybe work with Public Works on doing some pull-out clearances, that type of thing. I know May 4th is the community cleanup week, starting that week. We plan on having those people out to help with that. There is some funding in that to clear right around 40 residences in the Mark Twain area. 12 of those 40 are for vacant residences that have been the nuisance issues. We'll actually have some staffing to take care of some of those issues and mitigate those. There's funding in that for a chipper. Our grant match to that is $140,000 for in-kind labor between the U-Haul, We-Haul trailers, 30-foot clearance inspections, and those types of things. We continue to move forward with the consolidation of Station 73 and Mark Twain into Station 38, and we're very close to nearing completion of that. We've had to move all the stuff out and find places to house it. Little things that you don't think of, like desks, computers, chairs, files, those types of things all have to be incorporated back into our headquarters station and other locations. And my final thing is the every 15-minute program, which I spoke of last commission meeting, is moving along extremely well, and department head participation is phenomenal, as well as school district participation. So with that said, if there's any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those for you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mike.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. How's everybody today? Hopefully well. Just a couple of things. You recall at the last meeting, you folks approved the letter of intent with the USDA for the proposed funding for the grant and loan for the wastewater treatment facility here in Virginia City. Late Friday afternoon, the local office in Carson City received unofficial notification that the national funds have been released to the state for the project. So that's good news. Cheryl is awaiting a formal confirmation in letter form. She should have it this week. So looks like we'll move forward with that. Second thing is we had interviews yesterday for our custodial maintenance position. We had a total of 21 applications, whittled it down to 7, and we're looking at 2 individuals. We haven't made the determination yet, hopefully maybe by the end of the day. So with any luck, we'll have somebody online here in the next couple of weeks. The other thing I wanted to mention is we have some vandalism that occurred at the Mark Twain Park last week. We went down and have been down there doing some work on the roads, crack sealing and such, but somebody decided that they needed to take either a pistol or a rifle and shoot up the slide in the park and placed 7 bullet holes in it. So we did file a report with the sheriff's office. They came down and photographed it. So just, you know, those type of things happen. Why, we don't know, but sometimes people just can't leave
did,
well enough.
I knew the scope was off a little bit, but I didn't.
Yeah, right. So we try to make some minor repairs so we can, you know, keep it online. Jason took a look at it, and I think he has repaired it, you know, temporarily, so, but it may have to be replaced, unfortunately. And that's all I have for you, unless you have any questions new today.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Dave?
Thank you, Commissioners. Dean Haymore, Story County Community Development Director. As most of you know, I've kept you included. Stacy Bucaneri, our administrative assistant, lost her mother last week. Diane has been taking care of her mother. She was brought home from the hospital on Monday, to live out the rest of her days. Thank you for Pat, as he's been lending me Susan to help us over there in the office. We have been bringing Donna in a little early to help us there also. So our condolences go out for her and for the Story County family, and we let her know that. Some other news, this morning they started to do the repairs down in Gold Hill on the road, fixing those. They're grinding. It is down to a one lane that Comstock has through MDOT, come to an agreement, and that work is going on, and so that grinding and replacement of those soft spots are happening right now. Also, I'm happy to report, yesterday, the company I've been working out of Chicago closed escrow on 700 USA Parkway. That is the land between Golden Gate, the truck stop, and Tire Rack. Yesterday, also, I received plans for the grading portion of that project. Talked to the project manager of that, and they're hoping to start grading within 40 days of that. Also, yesterday, the plans went out for contractors to bid on a 524,000 square foot facility that's going in there. Currently, they have leased 100,000 of that already, that facility for a logistics facility. Also, yesterday, I met with Mars, and they are taking the Dale building. I have permitted last Friday, and we are working on converting that over for Mars Logistics Centers for Dog Food, Pet Food Logistics Center. We also moved Jacobson over to the in between where Sanmar is. They're going to be there until July 1st, and then Nevada Logistics is moving in, taking 200,000 of that facility. We also permitted this week and met yesterday with GSI doing a $3 million system. Pit modular, where we're going up four floors in that 200,000 square foot facility for that at this time. I meet Thursday with fire department, with contractor for Eagle Pitcher. They're going to build a 17,000 square foot and a 4,000 square foot shop and office complex with that. Working with Comstock Mining on a few projects out there to do some expansions. So that's where we're at today. We are luckily busy and picking up, and we will, as I give you guys reports, we will give some CFOs to U.S. Ordnance and a few other companies this week.
Dean, I wanted to thank you very much for the reports that came out last week for the commission and management from your department. They were very, very helpful. They were informative. I enjoyed that. I look forward to those weekly.
Did you get the one the week before? You should have.
I only received one so far.
Personally. You should have got. You should have got two or three.
Two or three, right?
Yeah, two. Also, Lance, just as you know, I've been contacted by Vince. He is working to put in that small manufacturing in his facility there. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, we put them in there.
Okay. And we were trying to work. I had Stampede out of our building to see if there was some space that we can sublease to Stampede. I checked with the district attorney's office and the county manager, Mike Nevin, and we're trying to work a deal maybe to get them to finish those TIs that we have all the material for and give him a credit and give him an office space.
That'd be excellent. Have you heard about the building on Waltham Way that was the old Royal Sierra building? My understanding is there's a firm escrow on that, 400,000 plus feet, and I finished negotiations and approved the extra water they need for that facility.
Okay, the Royal Sierra building you're talking about?
Building.
Okay, yes, they have contacted me about expanding that 150,000 square feet. They're looking at some major I had some requests on $6 million worth of permit costs of improvements to that facility, and we haven't got into the equipment, which is about an $80 million expenditure for putting that in. I have had some more discussions that I would let them continue the rail. They need to bring that rail behind their building because they will have 600 cars a year of recycled material coming out of that can plant.
I think the news for everybody is the market is finally starting to heat up a little bit. We're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel right now. Yeah.
We also, Austin is permitting a special use for Colony Energy, which is about an $80 million. We're putting right across from ARC, and those plans are under construction right now. We have some time frames, but that is a long escrow. Yes. Thank you. And I will get you those cost of that sale of that property.
It was under a dollar.
Was it? Okay. It did close yesterday. So they did tell me and this morning at 6 o'clock that they are committed and that they need to get that up. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Tad?
I have nothing at this time.
Okay. Austin?
Thank you, Commissioners. Just a very brief update in light of what we have on our agenda today. The master plan workshops, we're going to continue those as I have discussed. This commissioner, a couple members, have seen at the last Planning Commission meeting. We may entertain the idea of looking at some subcommittees of the Planning Commission to do what we're going to call micro workshops involving some of our smallest entities in the county, like the homeowners associations. So I'll just continue to keep you updated on that. And the key element of that, of course, is the update to the existing plan, not really gutting the plan or changing the plan, but bringing the plan up to par with current technology, land uses, and changes that have taken place internally as well as regionally. Just want to provide a reminder to this board as well as the public. On May 16th at Lockwood will be a public meeting of the Planning Commission, at which time the Truckee River Flood Management Authority, or the Flood Project, will be providing a presentation regarding their potential plans for impacts or abatement at Rainbow Bend. And so that meeting will discuss potential ideas under a three-model plan of the flood project. And with that, I'm also planning to do a master plan workshop. While we have a large audience present, it'd be a good time to go ahead and provide a workshop similar to what we've seen up here at the courthouse and then get public input in that community. Mr. Haymore discussed a couple items I was going to bring up, so I'm not going to repeat those regarding the mine and the repair of the road, but yes, they are down there working on that. Gilray Marshall will be issuing a small operations permit for underground mining at the Sutro, which is an existing mine. It's a small mine. It's basically going to be three guys, picks and shovels, and a mucker. So it's a real small operation, literally what you would have seen in the 1800s. So I'll be issuing that, and that will tie in also with a special use permit that the Planning Commission is going to hear on April 18th. That will be for the processing that will take place on site, just basically an Oliver mill with water and no discharge. And that's about it. Thank you.
Bill?
I have nothing at this time.
You?
I do have one comment, and that is that the quarterly financial statements, that format has been okayed by the Department of Taxation, so that the first and second quarter should be on the website by now, and the third should be
pretty quick,
fairly soon, probably this week.
I saw it on the website yesterday, so thank you very much. Appreciate it. First and second quarter is on
the website. Yep. It only took us a year and a half, but we got it.
You can mark it
down.
Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Nothing? Pat?
Three quick things, Mr. Chairman. First off, statute requires that the final budget hearing for county local governments occur on the third Monday in May, which is May 20th. I was advised this morning by our clerk that there is the potential for a jury trial in this courtroom at that time, so we will be assessing potential alternate locations for our final budget hearing. We will consolidate that together with the normal commission business. Right now, Piper's Opera House is probably looking to be the largest one that I can figure that could accommodate everybody. So, also, I want to say proudly we're expanding the county family by two more people, and these people are not related to anybody that I can tell so far. In the age of trying to do more with less, we've had a couple of pros step up to the plate. Denny, in the interest of time, didn't want to remind everybody that Freedom Day, I believe, is going to be May 4th. And that's the only day so far we can wrangle out of waste management, although we're going to try to arm wrestle a bit more. And Jeff Woods stepped up to the plate. Jeff, as you may know, owns the Collar Mansion and also works at the Comstock History Center. He's got a wonderful program to enlist volunteers for a community cleanup day that we're working with him. So that's growth one. Oh, volunteer, by the way, no money. And two, I'm really excited, and this was an opportunity that came at me through Vice Chairman McBride, but for decades, I think many of us, not just in Virginia City, but in Gold Hill, and perhaps in Mark Twain, I don't know, have dreamed about getting natural gas, getting away from propane, where tanks run dry often. And we have a resident here in town that has given me paperwork, including his resume, and we're going through the processes now. He would like to be our utilities analyst. And Paul Klum, who spent years and years on both the PUC and the PSC, is extremely well-versed in how to approach this, how to fund it, how to work with the two different natural gas providers at our option, both NV Energy and also Southwest Gas. So we're going to be working on a project. Last I checked into this and asked how much it would take to get gas up here, not to the individual houses, just up to the Virginia City Gold Hill area, I was told it's $1 million a mile from down off of US 50. So we're looking at that. It seems like the most viable way to do it would be actually to come in from the 6 mile area. It seems to be both shorter and it gives us an opportunity to potentially offer the same services to our folks in Mark Twain as well if they're interested. So that's my report.
Okay. Cool. All righty. Did I get in everybody? Okay, let's take one more here. Item number 12, Onetta. I want to come up and talk about insurance.
Good morning, commissioners and staff. For the record, I'm Onetta Fanlow with A&H Insurance, and I am the broker for the employee benefit plans here at the county. I thought I'd go ahead and go over the highlights of the presentation that I made to you a couple weeks ago. To reiterate, the county had a 98.4% claims loss ratio last year and a 206% claims loss ratio for the period before, mostly due to a very large claim. Our initial rate increase when it came out at renewal was 18%. 12% of that is a medical trend, and Obamacare added about 3% more, with the added benefits now mandated under the law. I'm also still waiting for the final breakdown on the taxes and fees that Obamacare will charge each employer. I'll get those to Mr. Whitten and Mr. Osborne as soon as I can verify the numbers. With that in mind, I was able to negotiate a 9.9% rate increase on the county's behalf. We have three plans that we offer, and the employees can choose an option that works best for themselves and their families. They're the same three plans that we offered last year. We have an HMO, a PPO, and a high deductible health plan. We also had a slight increase of $2.96 per employee on the dental, and we had a rate pass for the vision and the life insurance. We did not go out to bid, citing our high claims and industry trends. Because the county is a large employer, which is considered over 50 employees, insurance companies can decline to quote based on premiums and the rates or the risk factors in the group, and we do have some ongoing claims that would probably not be in our favor. We do have benefits fairs scheduled for tomorrow and for Thursday for employees to review the plans, ask any questions, and bring any concerns to us. By getting the forms and changes in by next week, hopefully, this will give the insurance companies time to update the changes and get out the appropriate ID cards before May 1st. So I'm here to answer any questions or concerns that you may have. What can I help you with? What can I answer?
Questions?
I guess my only question would be, Annette, is that next year when the Affordable Health Care Act is fully implemented.
Yes.
What are we looking forward going forward into the next cycle? Is this still going to be available to us, or is the government, the federal government, going to force us into something else?
Actually, for a large employer, you're going to have a lot more options that are going to be available to you. The private plans are still going to be available. The Silver State Health Insurance Exchange that is being formed now and will be live in October for a January 1st effective date is for small employers. Everyone in the United States that is a natural, that is a citizen, is going to have coverage as of January 1st of 2014. But for large employers, you're going to have all the options that you currently have. So you'll have all the insurance companies that will still be vying for your business at that time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else, gentlemen?
Any questions or anything from the audience out here of staff? Okay. I'll entertain a motion then.
Okay. At this time, Mr. Chairman, move to accept the renewal of the health insurance plan presented today by Ms. Fanlow.
I'll take the motion.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you very much. And, gentlemen, you're more than welcome to come by and pick up some stuff tomorrow. We'll have a toothbrush.
As long as we can afford it.
I know. I'll keep it as affordable as I can make it.
Affordable is getting pretty affordable.
It's not affordable. I understood. Thank you very much.
All right, item 13, authorized county manager to execute documents required to enroll and provide benefits.
Mr. Chairman, I would gladly pass this one off to Vice Chairman McBride with just the introduction that this is looks to be a great program that caught all of our interest, but especially Vice Chairman McBride when we were back at the annual National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C. last month.
Thank you. Yes, this is a program offered by the National Association of Counties, which we, Story County, is a member of. We currently participate with them under the prescription plan. This is something that's, this is the dental plan. The prescription plan is free. The dental plan is not. It's not insurance, but when you join this and you're a member as an individual or a family, the fees are very low. And what it does, it affords you to go to, they'll give you a list of dentists that participate in the plan. And it's anywhere between 20 and 50% discounts upon your service, whether it's a cleaning or having fillings or orthodontist work, things like that. Mm-hmm. This is something that we would work with Sean at Community Chest with the senior center and any other youth or senior programs for the people in the county who don't already have dental insurance. It's very affordable. I've got it here somewhere. It's approximately, I think, $7 a month for an individual, and then they have a yearly rate, which is discounted a little bit. Families are $9 a month, and it's discounted if you go by the an annual rate. You can sign up today, use it tomorrow, and cancel on the third day if you don't want to continue the program. But I think the reason they charge a fee is just to cover the most of the periodicals that they send us, the literature, and they'll print Story County insignia on all the on the information that we send out to our county residents. So it doesn't cost us any. It doesn't cost the county anything to do this because we are members of NACO, and I think it's a great program. And with the blessing of the commission, we'll direct the county manager to go ahead and sign this up.
Discussion.
So this is for the county residents?
Yes.
Yep.
Everyone in Story County be eligible for this.
So your staff could join this dental program?
Yeah.
Because you raise the price
$12. Why are we paying $130 each per staff when we have dental and we have this?
Yeah. This isn't insurance. This is a discount program offered people who can't afford insurance.
Are you there before?
No, you don't have to be poor, but most people who, it's been my understanding that most people who don't have health, dental or health insurance are usually the poor.
And there'd be no way to channel our report that it actually got $132 to pay a month.
You're a big millionaire, Dale. You can do it too.
I just spend my money on our lawyer. Now they do the hearing over today.
I would suggest if you want to argue the point on that, we can wait till we get into the budget portion.
I'm just getting warmed up. My voice is now.
Okay.
I talk better if I talk a lot. But I'll be here.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
The question is, it is something staff could join and.
Anyone in the county can join this, correct?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I might add, if it processes through the national offices in Washington, D.C. or similar, when we sign up for the prescription program, it takes approximately 2 months from this time of your authorization for us to go ahead and execute the documents, for them to actually have all the collateral material together and for us to be able to make the program available. Once we do that, it would be my intent, as long as folks like Sean and others agree, we go out to as many points of service, both senior centers, our community, CHEST partners, HAWC, and as many other areas as we can to get this program collateral material out there as well as our prescription materials at the same time.
Okay. So
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to authorize the county manager to execute documents required to enroll in and provide benefits as provided for the National Association of Counties, NACO, Dental Discount Program.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Oh, let's see. Okay, 14. Direction of staff regarding legislation issues.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to speak just generically first and then ask our government affairs director to pick up the primary conversation. Also note that Mr. Gordon is here as well. The generic nature of this item falls from the question that frequently we are asked to express opinion as to how the county may feel about certain bills in the Nevada State Legislature. Historically, those have generally been left up to me as your senior staff to go ahead and determine a position. Frequently, I will visit with you on your specific areas of interest. On this particular bill that's denoted in the agenda language, SB 272, which involves a boundary adjustment between Story County and Washoe County, there are a number of issues and things to be determined. And specifically, we anticipate that as early as tomorrow, when this bill is heard in committee, we may be asked specifically what is the position of Story County. So we provided you material relative to bill language such as we know it now, and asked Mr. Gordon to be here to answer any questions from his end, but I'd like to pass the baton to Bum if I can, so he can fill you in on the county's actions so far.
Nice seeing everybody here today again. Nice being up here. Bum Hess, Story County lobbyist, and Pat's loyal, humble servant most of the time when we're down here at the legislature. As I said, very nice seeing everybody. Everybody dresses up nice to make sure they're represented for the public. The sad part is the lone gal that sits up here with you guys still outshines you. So we're here today on SB 272. It's a bill. They got some legs under it about 3 weeks ago, and basically is what the bill refers to is it's a land accreditation and or swap that we can do with Washoe County, and the Washoe County can do with us. Basically is what the bill states is that there's reciprocal caveats to it, that both commissions have to vote and approve any type of land bill or land swap or land take that we do with Washoe County. And the two primary areas down there are the Sunny Hills Project, which is about 1,100 acres, and it's in between the Sage Hills, Hidden Valley, and the Highlands. And the other one is the TRI property, which is right across the river, in between the river and I-80. And those are the two land bills that are in this bill. And what they're looking for is either a neutral position, a position to oppose, or a position to approve. And there's still a few things that the bill needs. We caught this, and we have had the group, which is Sunny Hills, which is represented by Garrett Gordon, and he's here today. We have had them make some changes and some amendments to this bill. There's still a few things that are in there that we still need in there. We'd probably make it part of our motion today, and that is to make it to where each one of these lands can be given to Story County or be given to Washoe County at different times. They don't have to go with each other or be done at the same time. That seems to be kind of a project that would probably never happen. So today is what we're asking for, is either a neutrality on this, because this is going to be here tomorrow at 1:30 down there in the Senate, for approval for this bill to go forward, which still has quite a bit of things to do. But we still have to have the language in there that says that this has to be done by the commissions. Both commissions have to vote on it and approve it. But also can be done separately. Both these projects can go forward with separate items. And as I said, it's being heard tomorrow. And if there's any questions, I would be glad to take those.
Bill? I'll make a couple of my observations. Going back with the old Corte Vista thing, which I think a lot of you, some of you folks remember, this would be roughly just west of where they were going to do the Corte Vista development. So it would be just on the north side of the Highlands. So
correct.
My opinion would be that we would probably want to, at this point, go in neutral until we get all the Highlands folks together, particularly the ones that live up on the north sections out on some of the back countries backed up into the 40-acre things and the Scorpion and some of those roads. When I look at the map there, that Sunny Hill subdivision comes very close, if we do that land thing, very close to the existing Wowstown Road. So it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to have a built-out subdivision and you're only a few feet from Wowstown Road, that the natural instinct is going to be to hop on your quad or whatever you have and start driving up and down Wowstown and through into the Highlands. And that is, I think, but like I say, I think that the folks up in the Highlands probably need to weigh in on this. Also, on the River District, of course, they're on the other end of Wowstown Road, so we have Rainbow Bend and Lockwood, and they may want to weigh in on it also. And so I would, my own personal opinion, I think I'd go at this point with a neutral on it and then see what kind of feedback we get. I don't know.
And I can share this with you, Chairman, as well. The 300-plus acres that is in this bill is currently in Washoe County, and that would be something we try to take into Story County, and it's Tahoe-Reno industrial property. So all of our infrastructure is right there.
Right.
The current builder and the head of TRI, which is Mr. Norman, has said he's probably never going to do anything in Washoe County because of the constraints. So this is something that was brought to our attention that we may want in the Story County. The other one is 1,100 acres, and you're correct on that. It does adjoin the Corte Vista deal. We have told the developers on this that it's their sell, to the Highlands folks and to the Story County folks on this. And that, you know, it has to take reciprocal votes from both Washoe County and Story County before this is approved. So Washoe County can't just bully this thing in there. Story County commissioners have to approve this as well.
Can you come up?
Come on up.
Can you come up?
You need to come up. The
microphone will pick you up unless you ask the microphone.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. Wasn't one of the issues with Corte Vista water?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't one of the issues with building Corte Vista water?
Water.
Okay, so I don't have the map in front of me, so is that development going to the extent that we swap that with Washoe, doesn't the issue of water still remain?
They would have to bring in their own water.
Uh-huh, and we would trust them to do that and not Blake?
Those are some of the questions that have to come up. We'd have to make that, get that down in very solid writing.
Because there are two issues with the Highlands, as you know. One is people coming into our property and trespassing. The major issue, which is getting larger and larger by the minute, is water. And so I don't know that the Highlands is going to go for this, just saying.
Yep, you hit the nail on the head there.
And they're fully aware that they're coming up against the Highlands folks. It's a tough sale for them, but not knowing a lot about what they're going to do down there, it is a bill, it's got legs, it's sponsored by a couple pretty good senators in there. But as what it does do, the good thing that we've tried to get this for years done, not necessarily on this particular piece, which is a Sunny Hills piece, but for the particular piece of TRI, is we tried to get the legislature out of it and just get it in between the counties. We tried to get it just to Story County make the decisions. They wouldn't quite allow that since it's in Washoe County. We certainly tried, but it is something that it gets the legislature out of it. You know, the group of 64 down there doesn't always treat us very good, or so this eliminates that 100%.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I'd defer to Commissioner Gilman because he's the pro at the table here. But you know, it's sad that the 300 plus acres that lie south of Interstate 80 but north of centerline of the Truckee River, you know, would go undeveloped because it's prime revenue properties for this county as far as sales tax, gasoline tax, room tax, and we'd love to see it developed in Story County to its optimum.
Absolutely, I would too.
I'm going to take a minute to excuse myself and join the audience. Because I am a principal in the TRI properties, I think it's inappropriate for me to take a position or join the discussion. And I'm going to abstain from the vote on this particular issue.
Good night.
So this time I'll go out and join you guys. I'll be there in a minute.
I think that getting that land up by the Truckee River would just be an outstanding deal for the county. But we really have to weigh the disadvantages against it too. So.
And that's something that Washoe County is going to have to agree to as well because
yeah,
it is situated in our county.
Yeah, my end of it too. So I don't know. What do we want to vote tomorrow? We're thinking new.
Just stuff. Looking at this, talking with Mr. Whitten on this, either neutrality vote, whether you're not for or against, you know, at this particular time. And there still has to be some language added to this that is currently not in there. We do have, and I'm not going to bore anybody with the meets and boundaries. It's about 3.5 pages long of where it goes in between Sunny Hills and then also into Story County there. But we do have Vince Griffith looking at it. He has it with Tri-State Surveyors to make sure that the land that's on the map is the same as the coordinates that is recorded in Story County. And so we still have to get that quantified, and the same thing that's in Washoe to make sure that exact land that's on their meets and bounds table is correct. And we also, like I say, have to make sure that there's a couple of language changes in there to make us move forward on this and allow us to separate those two parcels.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can, I again would defer both to Baum and also to Garrett, but a position of opposition at this stage would certainly kill the bill. Mm-hmm. I would advocate either, as we set it up in the agenda item, either a position of neutrality or a third possibility that actually came to light after last Wednesday at Washoe County's. Mm-hmm. Washoe County actually voted to take no position.
Right.
There is too much to be determined still. Like I said, Mr. Gordon has made, you know, some assurances that we want to be able to validate through the process. There is no language currently amended into the bill yet that proposes that independent reciprocation, that ability for both commissions to approve one or the other or both. And the other thing, again, is I still have some concerns for the record.
that, and Mr. Gordon was trying to get us a meeting with LCB Council. They appear, in my opinion, to be amending the Washoe County definition in NRS that establishes, you know, defines meets and bounds of Washoe County, and yet I see nothing where they're changing anything in our definitions, 040 versus 035, as I recall of that chapter. So I want to meet with LCB staff before we really are able to take a firm decision. My advocacy would probably be for no position at this time.
To go what?
To go for no position at this time.
Yeah, that's where I think I'd. Well, you go for it.
And that's fine. The one thing that I was going to bring up, and I think when I talked with Marshall on this, I believe, is if this language is not added to this bill, then to oppose it.
Yes.
Because then that bill all of a sudden becomes an anti-Story County bill.
Find out tomorrow afternoon.
And we'll make sure that that's in there.
Final bill then. All right.
I'd like to hear Mr. Gordon speak to this as well.
Sure.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here. For the record, Garrett Gordon. I'm an attorney lobbyist from Lewis and Rocha. Had a lot of land use zoning issues in Washoe County over the last 5-7 years. Worked on the Reno Aces project, got them to come here. Recently rezoned John Harris project, so really love and enjoy doing land use and zoning law. I represent Sunny Hills in this project. Approached Senator Kiefer, the Sunny Hills, the Washoe side of the Sunny Hills project is in his district. Approached him about trying to put together a bill that would incorporate the possibility of this, of a portion of Sunny Hills to come into Washoe County, but also to add the language from Assemblyman Grady's bill from last session, for the TRI property to come from Washoe in the Story. So the bill currently, and I'm working with Mr. Witten to alleviate any of his concerns, the bill currently, and I confirmed this with LCB yesterday, includes both properties. And the idea would be to give the enabling authority to the counties. So nothing would happen, no boundary lines would change unless ratified by this commission and ratified by Washoe County Commission. I know on behalf of Sunny Hills, I have a lot of work to do. We're going to do a number of neighborhood workshops. We have folks studying water. We have folks studying the trespass and access issues. So if this is approved by the legislature, I know I have a lot of work to do to hopefully get something done. But I know on the other end, the TRI property is important to you guys, and this would make it eligible and put it on the table to be able to bring that into Story with both year and Washoe's approval. As late as yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I talked with Brenda Ernos, head lawyer for the legislature, who again confirmed both properties are in the bill, and also she's drafting a technical amendment that should be ready by tomorrow that says, and this will be included in my presentation tomorrow, that it's not both properties don't have to go. It's not all or nothing. So you can only do the TRI property if both commissions approve it, or only do Sunny Hills or both. So both, it's not all or nothing. I know that was important to this body and also important to Washoe County. So I'm here for any questions, and I really appreciate the time to come before you today.
So you'll have that ready by the time we go in committee tomorrow at 1:30 for the amendment?
That's my understanding. Now, LCB, as you know, is extremely busy right now, but I can guarantee you, and I know I'll have two watchdogs on me, in my presentation, I'm going to say it's Washoe County's, on the record, they asked that it's either or, not both. And if I understand you want the same thing. So I would say, on the record, we're working with LCB on a technical amendment to make sure it's not all or nothing, either or could happen, and that if it doesn't happen tomorrow, nothing's going to get approved tomorrow, right? And wait until it gets to the work session. So before there was any vote by the committee, we'd have to have that amendment in hand.
And I think you got a pretty good feeling, just from our conversation here, what some of the concerns may or may not be. So you got a pretty good heads up on that.
Understand completely, and I look forward to working with this commission and with the Highlands folks. And like I said, we're going to do a lot of public outreach and really try to get as much input and hopefully a grand compromise if this bill gets passed.
Any, Nicole?
So, to be clear.
You need to come up, otherwise we don't get you on the, we want to get you on TV, get your
there
voice.
You
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. So, to be clear, What is the next step in this? Meaning, will the public have a voice and any measure of vote as to whether this does or does not pass?
This could even go on a ballot.
Okay, so this is not a gotta-happen-tomorrow thing. We're not being rushed into this, right?
This is just to get, just to keep the bill moving in the legislature, and then, so we're kind of moving a couple of things together side by side. We're going to move the bill up forward, and then at the same time, if it looks like this thing is going to get all the way through to the governor's desk, then we'd start some publicity on it with the
okay, so is there a documented timeline for this? Is there a date by which you would like to have it voted on?
Yes. If you have a,
if I may add, so again, the bill just gives the ability for the both commissions to approve the adjustment. Nothing happens if the bill's passed. This commission would have to approve it. And there's a date on there, so it doesn't go out forever. So we have until June 30th, 2015 to try to work out a deal. If no deal's worked out, nothing happens.
Are there milestones between now and that date that need to be met in order for it to keep moving?
So the legislative bill would have to go through the Senate, the Assembly, and be signed by the governor. If that happens, no boundary lines will have changed. This just gives the decision-making ability from the state, who right now is the only entity that can move boundary lines, to a local government decision. So we'll be having these same discussions before this commission if the bill's passed. So again, nothing will change until this commission approves a resolution making a change.
So if you approve a resolution to make it a bill, couldn't we still put it on a ballot in this county? Okay, so in all cases, we can put this on a ballot for the citizens to vote, right?
Well, we would probably do a lot of public meetings and get a lot of input first. It's not going to be a rush thing. I'm guessing it would take us probably a year to get down to the final nitty-gritty on it. So there would be plenty of hearings. Austin would have the Planning Commission involved in it. Then Washoe County, their commissioners have to also buy off on the whole thing. And the decisions of both the county commissions are going to have to mesh. So it's...
And will we be able to see how or if this affects our master plan? I mean,
Absolutely.
Okay.
If I may interrupt just a little bit, it'll be pretty much along the same guidelines that Blake did, having the meetings out there, you know, with the Highlands. That's at least what we've kind of instructed them to do once they get their feet underneath them and they kind of know exactly what they're doing and what they bring to the table there. So there's going to be plenty of public hearings on this. And that's going to be all probably pretty much held out there in the Highlands, so everything will be done, you know, probably just pretty much the same as Blake Smith's deal out there.
Nicole, do you remember all the stuff we went through with the court of this? Okay, well, this is going to be at least that much and probably more because there's another county involved in it.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can add, I think Ms. Bard brings up a great point about an advisory question on the ballot. We have used those vehicles before when time allows, and that's one of the benefits of this enabling legislation is rather than try to jam it through, which it wasn't meant to go through,
right.
We have some luxury of time, but to set a milestone and a benchmark, that first benchmark, Mr. Gordon probably grossly misunderstands how much work he has to do between now and a year from September 2014, specifically, because that is the optimum, the latest date that we can get an advisory question on the general election ballot for that year. So he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. And this is the first time that this thing has actually been out in a formal public meeting. Only a handful of us, I think, have been aware of 272 for the last few weeks. So this is the first time this thing's been exposed to the public. So this is right at the beginning of a very long trip.
And it's changed dramatically from when the first bill was drafted, and Garrett and his crew have been great to work with on this. You know, not being from Story County, they weren't completely aware of all the situations, you know, that we have here, so they've been very accommodating so far on allowing us to put our amendments and our reactions into that bill to make it, you know, better for Story County. So, so far we've had everything, you know, go pretty well. We just need those amendments in there before tomorrow. If I can just get clarification, Bill, if there is no language in there tomorrow, if, as Garrett stated out, SEB's packed. I mean, they've been working on over 350 bills, you know, this last couple of weeks. Do you want us to make them make an amendment on there, which I think they would probably do? I think it's pretty reasonable. Guys that we're going to be talking to tomorrow and gals, that they would actually put a stipulation on there. They would vote for approval if our amendments are added to that language.
I would add is, you know, what Washoe County did was took no position, but subject to having the language put in there that it's either or. So if that same direction came from this body, everyone would be consistent. In my remarks tomorrow, and I know Mr. Hess's comments, we'd say it has to be either or before you take a vote at work session, which has to occur before April 12th.
And the only other thing I'd ask still, because we've been unable to through tri-state surveying, you know, reading the meets and bounds, I still have some concerns with it need to be addressed. I would say not only subject to the either or provision, but subject to verification that I want to hear from LCB staff, that the tri-properties along the river are included as well.
And that will, I think, primarily be done as well, Pat, by Vince's group. He thinks he'll have that done today.
That's good.
Can we take a position of in favor of the tri-property transferring out of Washoe County into Story County and taking a stance of neutrality on the Sunny Hills?
Not yet. That'll have to be done when we go into negotiations.
So you've either got to, when you take a bill, you take it as a whole.
Right. Now, that may very well be what happens once this bill is passed. Once they get through sign, you die in June.
It could, yeah.
And get signed, then, you know, that's a position that obviously could be taken.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to stay up here.
So what you're saying is that the two are not yoked in any way. It will not set a precedent if we were to say we conceptually approve of TRI but hold neutral to Sunnydale or whatever it is. That will not come back to us from a legal standpoint, precedent-wise, to say, oh, you were positive on one, both of them are in a bill, that means both are positive.
I'll put it on the record. For the record, I'll be very clear that I completely understand that the possibility could be that the trick deal gets done and Sunny Hills does not get done. I have a lot of work to do. You're going to see a lot of me over the next 18 months. So I understand, for the record, one could happen without the other.
And that's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee that the language will say that one could happen without the other.
And again, the main thing in this is to get it out of the legislators' hands.
Right.
And yeah. put it into our hands.
Yeah, puts it into the county's hands.
Yeah.
You got a motion there?
Well, we have two choices. Is that it? We take it with three choices?
Well, you got a choice of three. It's like a Chinese menu.
I can help Mr. McBride out on that. I'm just writing down what I'm going to say tomorrow. One would be a motion of neutrality if the language is in there that we'd like, that where it separates the two parcels. And then the other one would be, the second one, is if that language is not in there, then it's an opposition.
Okay. And Washoe County has already voted for neutrality.
They did. They voted not to oppose the bill. They did vote that they wanted both parcels separated in there and that they wanted that in the amendment. But they actually just said, we don't even want to hear it right now. We want to get through the legislative cycle and then move forward on there. They kind of, in my opinion, didn't know enough about the Tahoe Reno industrial piece, you know, to actually make a solid vote on. So they just voted not to really do anything. not to oppose it, not even neutral, they just voted not to do anything with it. But they did want the language separating.
Probably your motion would be to then allow the three of us to proceed tomorrow as judged necessary, because we don't know at this point where we're going to stand. Is that a reasonable?
Yeah, very reasonable.
And then I'm willing to make a commitment at the request of the chair, the direction of the chair. This item can actually stay on the agenda on a perpetual basis for at least while session is open, because it does give us at least some ability to address key legislative issues with you. Our DA will have some angst in that oftentimes we can't identify those, but particularly 272, I would tell you right now, even though there are a double handful of bills of great concern to all of us in the county, from fuel tax to everything else, 272 is the most impactful and most volatile. So as things change, as we see the text amendment, there's nothing to preclude us from, again, bringing this item up to say, should we shift from no position to neutrality, to favor, or to opposition? And I think we can continue to address that that way in future meetings.
Okay. And so what is the proper motion to keep, to have this going forward?
I would say a vote of neutrality at this point. And then if there isn't the language in there that we want in there, then it is a vote of opposition, which we can, you just, this is just so I can go down there and tell them what we're looking for.
Okay, so the legislators aren't going to be disappointed if we have a vote of neutrality?
No.
No. Any recommendation from the staff to go forward with that?
That would be my request.
Okay.
Okay, that's your motion?
Yeah, that is my motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Sure. The motion is you're going to remain neutral, and if the language that you want is put in there, then you might, at a future date, take the vote.
No. The motion specifically is we will be neutral so long as the language, the text amendment language is in there allowing the independent action, the non-yoking, as Nicole mentioned, and should that language not be in there, we are opposed to it.
Yes.
Okay. Square. Okay. Take a potty break.
Thank you.
Donna.